Welcome back to another episode of The Cosmic Circle, the official podcast of The Cosmic Circus. On today's episode, we're going to be discussing the opening chapter of Superman and Lois, which is on its final season over at the CW. My name is Brian Kitson, head writer of The Cosmic Circus, and joining me today, we have our own dynamic duo, our own Superman and Lois, Vic and Vin. How are we doing today?
We're doing fantastic.
Yes, it's amazing. To be with my Superman.
I was gonna say, which one is Superman and which one is Lois here? Who's the reporter and who's the one with superpowers?
Vic, you're my Lois.
I don't know. I'm fine with whatever.
All right.
They're both awesome.
Absolutely. So before we get into it, obviously, spoiler warning, we're gonna be talking about the 2-hour premiere. So the first two episodes of this final season. It's kind of a bittersweet moment. This is the closing chapter of the Arrowverse, if you can count this as the Arrowverse, still seeing that it's not connected as of last season. But we are saying goodbye to another great show, one of the last superhero shows before the DC Universe begins over in James Gunn's universe. So if you haven't watched them, probably leave. Or if you want to be spoiled, be here. We want to talk with you. So I'm just going to start with general thoughts. This was a pretty jam-packed episode, 2-hour episode. I'm gonna throw it to you, Vin, first, because you were kind of a little bit later to the Superman and Lois game than Vic and I. What was your take on these two episodes?
So this is the first time I've waited this long between episodes, because last year I started Superman and Lois and I binged the whole thing in I think a week or just a few days, the whole three seasons, and I loved it. Vic and I did a Superman podcast last year with Red, and it's my favorite Superman anything since Richard Donner, and I love this show. This season, I was a little bit nervous because there's not a lot of Superman, right? Because he's pretty much like dead, and it's all about the world around him. I was nervous because a lot of the cast is gone. I think the show handles it pretty well with the characters that they have. Like, you don't really feel the missing characters. I think that was good. The only thing I really struggled with was that Superman is just gone. So in episode one, the only Superman you get is like the Doomsday fight at the end, which is all action. There's like no actual Superman stuff. And then episode two, I really like the tease at the end, what that sets up for the rest of the season. So I'm a little bit nervous about the season, but so far I think it's a strong first start, and it's exciting how different it is from what we've seen before.
I have to say, I totally had those same fears, especially as I was going into it. I was like, you know, they had the cuts behind the scenes with the budget, and they had with the cast, and how were they going to balance a lot of these? Because a lot of these people are now guest stars in an episode here, an episode there. And also, how do you have a show of Superman without Superman? And I think it's interesting because it kind of goes with, it's not the name of the movie anymore, but Superman Legacy, you know, of just like, what is this legacy and the power that's kind of left behind when Superman is gone?
Exactly.
But it's still nerve-wracking. Vic, what about you? What are your general thoughts of these first two episodes?
Well, they're pretty good, I have to say. I was very skeptical about how you're going to handle all the death of Superman, all the missing of Clark Kent. And it was my biggest fear, because in the comic books, specifically in the death of Superman, which is the initial inspiration for this season, it was kind of poor execution. It had a really poor execution because, in my opinion at least, we had only scenes with Superman. There was barely no Clark Kent, no Lois, and it was initially about Superman fighting Doomsday. And this season, we can connect season 3 and 4 together, because the second part of the third season is connected to this one, and it's like a prologue to the initial to the initial story arc of the death of Superman. And it worked really well for me, especially in the end. But after what happened, after this last season ended, and the fear of the cancellation of the show and not finishing it, I was really afraid they're not gonna finish it properly. But here we are, and we had the premiere. And I have to say, my favorite thing about this show from the beginning is showing the perspective of Lois and the kids, and focusing on their problems, on their life. And we have Clark just in the background, or Superman. And it's a show, Superman and Lois, and not Clark and Lois, which is, if you watch the Clark, Lois and Clark, it's the complete opposite of the show, because in Lois and Clark there was more of super, there was a lot of Superman and not enough of Clark Kent, and here we have Superman and Lois and there's a lot of Clark Kent, which is a funny Easter egg that I noticed. And
That's a great observation. I never thought about that, but you're completely right.
what I want to say about, the initial execution of the first two episodes, wow, they're really emotional.
I mean, the show's always emotional, right?
Especially when I was watching the season three, I cried every single episode. I remember when I finished watching, I was every single week I was typing, Brian, you have to watch it. Brian, you have to watch it. You're gonna cry. You're gonna cry.
Well, I remember with that last season was the lowest season where she has cancer, and it was one of the most heart-wrenching seasons of television I've ever watched in my entire life. And I did not think it could get any like more dramatic. But like this season definitely pulls that because you're watching each person deal with grief differently. And as a therapist, that's totally like right up my alley. But everyone's in a different stage of grief and how they're gonna handle it. And I'm waiting for the moment where it just hits them all really hard, because they're all in this point where they're just like, we're gonna go save him. We're gonna bring down Lex. We're gonna do all these things, but nobody's actually like stopping to being like, he's gone. Other
I
than that
think
end of the first season, the first episode.
I think it's the end of episode two with the heart, which I think we'll talk about
Yeah.
later. But in that moment, I think John feels it right then. You know what I mean, right?
Yes. Yep. 100%. Because that was to him, that was the end of it. That's the reality. That's the
All right.
how do you come back from that?
Yeah. I have a quick question about season three. With Lois's cancer, do you think that storyline will continue into season four somehow? Or do you think we've seen the end of that?
Oh, I think it has to come back.
Okay,
Let's hope
because that'll be
not.
so tough for her. She just lost Clark. She's on her own now, and she has to struggle with her cancer too. Wow.
So this is the part where taking
Okay.
out some of the characters is worrying for me, because I think that that almost needs to be a story where Lana and her come together, because it's going to be the we've both loved Clark at different points in his life, and you need somebody, and I've lost my husband, and we could be that support for each other. And so I hope that they still bring her back for that, because I think that that is going to be, because I mean, we never really saw the ending of the cancer storyline. Like, and the fact they even showed a clip in, I think it was episode two, when she's kind of thinking back and he's hugging her and she's had, and struggling with her cancer from the last season. And I'm like, oh, you're reminding us. Like, you want us to make sure that we don't forget that storyline. So it has to almost come back.
She also mentions, I think, that she gets headaches or something, or her thinking gets muddy, right? Yeah. And just remind me, Brian, I think Lana was not episode one, but she was in episode two only, right?
Yes.
So they're trying to be very careful about when they use those actors, right?
Absolutely. And in
Okay.
fact, there was somebody that was, I think that the daughter, I can't think of her name, Natalie?
Sarah.
No,
Oh.
John's daughter, who
Yeah, Natalie.
had a guest name in the first episode, but not in the second. And she was only in it for like one scene. But they're trying to lay these seeds to make sure that nobody really notices that like the whole cast isn't present.
Yeah. I think they've done a great job of it. They even invented that new character, Chuck, right? Do you remember there's that guy who the guy who sees Clark when he lands?
Oh
yes
yeah
And that's a, I think, a totally new character, but they've taken this random guy and now they're giving him the role just so they can use a new, they can have a regular Smallville character without bringing back the actors. Does that make sense?
no absolutely they're
Okay.
trying to take that storyline and they're trying to give it to day players, basically.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Yeah.
Trying to stretch it out a little bit.
Yeah.
But sorry, Vic, I think that you were in the middle of saying something when we kind of jumped on that about
No,
the death of Superman storyline.
it's totally fine, but I was just going to I just want to finish with the initial idea of killing Superman by Doomsday and the whole fight in the cosmos, because in almost every single story arc about killing Superman, they are fighting on Earth where people can see them, and here they aren't. They just went full on with sending them straight into space, fighting on moons, on planets, whatever, which is like totally Superman thing when you think about it. Like, where would Superman fight another superhuman cosmic being where they couldn't hurt other people in space? And it's amazing. The CGI was pretty good. Yeah, but it's TV, so I for the last 10 years I learned not to expect anything amazing from TV show effects.
Well, let me.
So I won't be disappointed.
That's fair. That's fair. And we're going to talk about the effects a little bit because I definitely had a few moments. I'm like, oh, okay, you could tell the budget was decreased a little bit here. But did at the end of last season, for both of you, did you actually think that they were getting rid of Superman? Because I, in my head, I was like, oh, this is going to be like the he may die, but he's going to come back very quickly. And like it to me, it never seemed like it was going to be an idea that like we're going to have a show of, without him.
Yeah, and at the end of season three, it's so weird. Like it, the Doomsday stuff almost comes out of nowhere. Like
Yes.
it feels more like it's the first. It's like Vic called it like a prologue, right? It feels more like a prologue to season four than an end of season three. And I was
Yes.
like, what are we doing? Why is this? But Brian, I absolutely never thought he would just be dead. And
No.
after these two episodes. It feels like they want to keep this as the status quo for a little bit because we have like the Fortress Ghost Superman, and that'll be our new like our new mentor figure while the boys are now having to step up. And I think that's so exciting where we go from here because nobody could have ever predicted a season like this, right?
And especially with the way it ended, because it just ends. Like they're
Yeah.
flying at each other, and it's just
Yeah.
the last season ended. And I was like, oh, well, it's going to be the big battle, and then he's going to fly back, or like he's going to get beat up, and the sun's going to wake him back up again. And then all of a sudden, when they're like, no, his heart's ripped out. And I was like, oh,
Dang.
like, yeah.
Jeez.
Vic, did you ever see this coming? To this degree, I should
Maybe.
say.
I don't know. Yeah, you can never make a Superman show where you kill Superman and then don't bring him back. It wouldn't be a Superman show.
But this is the last season, and the show is an older Superman who has now raised kids who can take his place. If we were ever to have a story where there's no more Superman, this is it, right? They
Yeah, I
could
mean,
easily end the show with Superman's gone and his sons have grown up. The end.
yeah,
Right?
definitely.
Right.
Especially when the producers said that they're going to, with this Superman, something that was never done in the history of Superman stories. And that's something I really expect to see. But I just want to mention that there's a huge part of the death of Superman that I wanted to see that wasn't done properly in the comic books and other media, World Without Superman.
Okay.
Because it's for me, it's an important part of the story arc because it shows the grief and the emotions and everything you guys said about when we see the absence of Superman, how the world will react. And I expect to see some more episodes and some more scenes where we see how people, how, I don't know, how Metropolis, for example, is now not a criminal city like Gotham, but it's not safe to live at, and the world is in danger, and everything that could happen when people know that Superman won't save no one. And yeah.
I think that's an excellent point because I'm pretty sure it was last season with the Bizarro storyline where they say he is the only like superhero, like established superhero on Earth. And if your only hero is gone, which is kind of the same to similar to the Batman versus Superman storyline that we saw in the film, but of like the what happens when the god is gone kind of thing. And like it's interesting in that what there's a vacuum. What vacuum is going to fill that void, and it seems like it's going to be Lex Luthor.
I mean, there was an idea to bring people with special abilities in a Justice U TV show with John Diggle that was cancelled, unfortunately, and it was meant to happen on this Earth, and he was meant to assemble other heroes and
Vic,
become a
when you
Green
said there
Lantern.
was an idea, I thought that was gonna go somewhere else.
Yeah, I kind of used it as an
Are you riffing?
excuse.
But I think what's really interesting about what we're all talking about is because just looking on paper, John should be the answer. The son of Superman, he's Superboy, he has the powers. But what I love is they started the season by showing he's not ready. John is still a reckless kid. Maybe he's even more not ready than he was in season one because his personality, his mind space is so different. Jordan might be more Superman-like right now. And I love what they've done with these two boys and how they've evolved and developed over the season. And John has the powers, but that doesn't make him Superman, right? And I think that might be the arc of this season. Can we heal John's character? Can we make him ready to step up? Maybe.
I was wondering if they're going to go the other route of being especially because they really are playing with his anger, which has been something since season one. But what happens when Superman goes bad? And what happens when his brother has to be the good one? And I think that again, I got to be careful of what we say here. I think that there's an interesting dynamic there that could play out very interestingly because I think you're right. Jordan had better control in that first season and he had like the hope and the desire, and now he's just full of rage and full almost like a he's like having a panic attack as he's being a superhero, you know, and he's having like the emotions that are coming out of nowhere and you almost can't control them, and that's almost scary. That's scary to watch somebody go through that, and when your other family members are all human, the only person that can stop you is gone. Who's to stop you? Wasn't there a movie called like Bright Side or Burnside that kind of dealt with that too? Brightburn.
And produced by James Gunn, I think. Yeah, about
It
the
makes you wonder
equal
if that's gonna.
Superman boy.
It makes you wonder if that's kind of. I would like him to step up and learn that. And I think that'd be a great like redemption arc. But I wonder if they are gonna go the Daenerys Targaryen storyline. Because it's the end of it's the, you're right, Vin. It's the last season. They can do whatever they want, and it's just, you know, Superman could be dead this entire time, and nobody can say no because there's nothing to come back from. Vic, what about you? What do you want to see for Jordan here?
Yeah, especially I want to see, you know, just like you mentioned, that Jordan is a Superman, but he's childish, he's arrogant, and that Jonathan without powers is more Superman than Jordan is. And I kind of want to see more brotherly rivalry between them and to see how they, you know, the grief, how they go through the grief, how they live with it. And it's something that I really don't want to, you know, exaggerate and say something that I will regret in the near future, but I want to see someone appear from the Kent family or from the Kal-El's family. It will come to Earth or appear and kind of help them. And I'm talking about Supergirl.
I was gonna say, as much as I want that to happen, I wonder if they would do that.
I mean, you can do anything. You can easily get
True.
Melissa Benoit for one episode, and because it's a different universe, but it's the same actor who played Superman, the same actor who played Lois, actress who played Lois. Fortunately, not the same Lex Luthor as in the Arrowverse.
Same Lucy.
Same Lucy, exactly. And you can easily get Melissa for one or two episodes and just see how, I don't know, how she gets to Earth, and it's Jordan, Jonathan, and Lois who have to care for her and do everything to help her, and she may be a new Superman or rather
I think that'd be a great surprise, but I think it would be a little unsatisfying for the because I feel like the show is all about the sons growing up. So like I said, for me, I think the finale should be the sons becoming, but maybe like you said, maybe just for an episode or two, and she can help mentor them, but not as like a main like season player, I guess.
Yeah, I'm mainly looking at it from the perspective of Smallville, which which had 10 seasons, but it was a perfect Superman story for me, and I'm just looking at it as a blueprint for other future projects,
And
and that's
it would
something
be a
that I wanted
great
to see.
it would be a great reversal of Smallville, because remember Smallville, it's Clark training Kara, and now it would be Kara training Clark's sons. Yeah, Beautiful.
exactly. That's what I wanted to, that's what I wanted to say. And, she doesn't even have to, be a main part of the finale or whatever. Just like in Smallville, she appears from one episode and that's it.
I mean, I if they could do that, I think that'd be really cool. Because I think it'd be a little bit of that fan service that people want from this final outing of the Arrowverse. Like, give
Yeah,
them a little
especially
something.
right. Yeah. Because I'll be honest, I completely forgot that we have a Supergirl cast. I completely forgot this was connected to all of that. So it does make sense. Because especially because they love these finales where they bring back the old actors, they bring back the old characters, right?
But don't bring back the Green Arrow. Come on, guys.
Technically,
I
you can
know
bring them.
you would love that, but like at this point,
I
let's
mean,
let
at
that
this
one die.
point, let's keep it as separate as we can. We the only cast from the Arrowverse, the character that appeared was John Diggle, who was exactly the same John Diggle, but from Earth Prime, who appeared on this Earth, and that's it.
And that would be fine. You can bring him back if you want.
Yeah,
Something
exactly.
interesting I kind of picked up on this. I didn't know, and again, this deals with that grief aspect, but Lois checked out of her kid's life like the moment Superman died, and I realized that there was like these two separate stories. And again, I don't know if that was just to make it easier to film because you didn't have to have multiple actors in the same role, but like how did you guys feel about like she just like emotionally checked out, like her kids are going off and doing things and she's just kind of like, again, in that daze. And I know Vin, you kind of mentioned like she mentions the muddled head, and which could be from the cancer, but do we feel like, how do we feel about like that aspect of her just kind of like peacing out of her kids' lives?
You say it so bad. I understand what she's going through because like she just lost her rock, right? She thought Superman would be there forever, right? She even tells him, "You weren't supposed to go before me," right? She thought he would be there forever, and she already has the cancer problem, and now Lex Luthor is back, and like everything, and Lex Luthor is freaking across the street, like spying on her. I think everything in her life is like, it's like a catastrophe. Everything's collapsing. So I understand why she's like, boys, stay in your room, do nothing. I gotta do stuff. But of
She's
course,
being the Superman.
she's trying to be as much as she can, right? Like Vic said, she really has to step up. But of course, the boys are not going to do what they're told. So it's tough. Vic, what do you think?
I mean, I think it's basically the grief. She just doesn't want to think about Superman being dead, and I'm perfectly fine with that because she just like you mentioned, she thought she'll die first and then he'll die hundreds year after her. And it's something that I can completely understand as a person who thinks about this topic all this time. And I still don't know how I would react if someone very, very close to me would die. And I mean, in the recent future, and it's still something scary, but I expect that we'll see more of Lois being more confused, more lost, and trying to fill that hole in her life,
And
especially.
I think that's always been something that Lois, because like Lois had that little bit of anger, kind of like Jordan. Like she was kind of more of like the hot-headed one, where Clark was very calm. And it's interesting that like the human, parent is relating emotionally to the kid with superpowers and vice versa. But yeah, I mean, obviously the way she's handling it is a lot of people do. I'm gonna throw myself into solving the problem because there's a problem at hand. Like we have to, Lex Luthor is the problem and he's ruined everything and I gotta do it. And I guess if we should talk about anything piecing out, it's Doomsday after he just drops Clark's body and it's just like, I'll be back for the final battle, I guess, but
That is weird. Like, what happened to him? Where did he go?
just gone.
Yeah, because he shows up, he gives the heart, and then who knows where he is now?
I mean, you would think that like Lex Luthor would want to know where his science project's at.
I wonder if I want. I wonder if Lex like just locked him up somewhere. Like he put him back in the doghouse and say, "We'll bring you out when we need you." Maybe.
Makes
I
sense.
want to say just really quickly. I really liked the Doomsday design because they take the Batman v Superman ugly like ogre thing, but then they did the thing that Batman v Superman forgot to do, which is where the more you beat him up, the more his bones grow out until he turns into classic Doomsday almost. So I like that they did that. I wish he had the ponytail. Do you know what I'm talking about? In the
Yeah.
comics, like Doomsday has this like
And
white
I
ponytail that looks ridiculous.
don't
I would like to see that on screen, thank you. Okay, that's all.
know if you noticed, but he had the reversed
The
Superman
reverse
logo.
S. Because he's from the Bizarro, right?
Right, he is
Exactly.
Bizarro. He's
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's nice that they didn't forget his roots.
That's true. And you know, something about these two episodes as well is that kind of going into the FX, but kind of talking about the story is this was a very human story for the first two episodes. Like there was some special effects, but it was more about like I was very drawn to the Lana story and how she was dealing with the fact of like I let Lex in here and I'm partially the reason of why like she's dealing with the like I'm the reason why Superman's dead, even though that's not true. But I thought that that was like there's all of these human stories and the superhero-ness was actually set to the side, which the show's always kind of danced with that, and it makes for very interesting, compelling stories. But did we like that? Did we like the more human approach to all of this?
Of course, always. I always love to look at the more humane part of the superhero projects. I always like to watch the when people are just doing regular things like going shopping, work, and when you have a superhero project, people expect to always see this amazing fights, people just fighting for their lives, and what you forget about is that in their alter ego's lives, they're just normal people. And I really want to see it, especially in the TV series, because TV shows have this space to show this normal life and to, I don't know, to let viewers bond more with the characters. And that's something I always love to see, especially in a Superman project where we expect a Superman just fly around, fight people, fight bad guys, fight monsters, and then you have just people living in Smallville who just have to work very hard just to live.
That's really well said. And I think that's one of the things that makes Smallville and Superman and Lois so strong is because they're so focused on the Clark Kent side of him, the human side of him. To Brian's question, I'm a little bit worried because I think these two episodes are good and there's a reason why they're focused on the human side. But at the same time, I do want some of super heroics, I guess. And I don't with John, he's not like a traditional hero right now, so I wonder what hero will step up. Because like you guys said, this is a world without Superman now. We need some kind of heroes. Who will it be? It could be John Henry Irons, could be, I don't really know. Who else do we have? Right?
His daughter, Natalie.
Yeah, John Henry Irons and what is her name? Steel and I know, but her hero name.
Does she have a hero name?
I
I
think
don't
she
know.
does
I
in the
think she
comics, but I don't
might.
remember. I think she also becomes Steel. I don't remember at all.
She becomes the bi. I don't know her name, but we also have the kids who are injected with the called Kryptonite or Superman's blood in the past seasons.
That's true.
Oh, I forgot about that.
She's also goes by Steel.
That's right. That's what I
So,
thought. Yeah. So Steel and Steel.
but what's interesting is that when you look at the list, and granted, when you pull up the different things, Henry and Natalie are not listed at all of being even guest stars in season four, like some of the other
Oh,
stars.
gosh.
So I'm wondering if
I know
contractually
why.
they're not going to be in it very much.
Did you guys watch the trailer for the season four?
No.
And maybe when it came out, but I don't remember it.
So I don't know if I can say this.
It's the
T
trailer. Why
tease it.
not?
At one point, Lex Luthor shaves his beard and wears the steel suit.
No
Okay.
way. That'll be so cool to see.
Yeah.
Wow. Now I'm so excited. Wow.
So I think that we can use this as a theory time. In my opinion, they'll die. Or at least John will die. Fighting Doomsday or something.
If they kill off John, I feel like again they should do the same thing with like they're doing with Superman. Let Natalie be the next hero.
Exactly.
Like kill off her, you can kill off her dad and let her that be the grief of like I'm gonna be the hero that this world needs.
It's a
So I'm
great
hoping.
finale to the show, right? If they set up something like that, like all this next generation moving up.
Yeah, definitely. Also, after I don't know if you guys think this is it your opinion too, but after season one, after the finale, I stopped caring about John Henry Irons. Like he was, I don't know.
I think
I
he's. I think
just
he's okay. They
very
just. They haven't given his story as much to do, right?
Yeah.
I got more invested in Sam and his niece, Sam and Natasha, and how he almost like adopts her, right? And he even and this season he says, "I have three grandkids."
Yes.
I really
I
like their
cried.
relationship. Yeah, it's really sweet.
And
Brian,
that I
yeah, go on,
love
go on.
I was gonna say I love that they brought Sam in for like a much larger story of these first two episodes. Like he's much more involved. And I thought like that was also a component that I needed because we saw him as like this hard ass, general, and he has such a, and then we saw it last season, but then like when he said that line of like, I have three grandchildren, and I was like, oh my God, like that hurt because like he is this human person as well. And I love that. Sorry, you were gonna say something though.
Just real quick, this Sam Lane is like the best Sam Lane we've ever seen in
100%.
any. Oh, I love the show. It does so much with the
Definitely.
characters. Brian, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about Lex? This version of Lex specifically.
Ooh. So this is hard for me because this is not a normal Lex. Like he is very much, he's older, he's more rugged, he's still the like the mastermind, but I also have a hard time seeing past him being in The Walking Dead. And so like that's my first problem here.
I couldn't see past his wig in the flashback.
Yes.
That wig, I laughed. I laughed.
It's my thing is that he oh they're trying to make him scary. And I don't think that like to me Lex is always kind of comical but not always scary, especially in the live action stuff. He's just like I think especially after Jesse Eisenberg, like it's hard to take Lex seriously, I'm rewatching Smallville right now too, and it's almost hard to take that Lex seriously too because he's almost what are you looking at? What?
It's the perfect Lex. Smallville Lex is perfect. There's nothing wrong you can say
Exactly.
about him.
I'm looking the
What are you
same
about
way
to
at
say?
you right now.
He's a little soft.
Maybe
He's a
right
little
now.
soft.
Just wait
Yeah.
till you finish the show.
I've
Yeah,
seen it before multiple times, but I will say that I think that like compared to this one they're going for a lot more of that like intense, scary, like I'm still a mastermind, but I'm also diabolically evil and not just like the I he's not gonna win over people. Like the Lex Luthor in Smallville wins over people because he's smooth, he's suave, he's sophisticated. Like, yeah, he's evil, but he's like playing the chess game, he's very good at it. This one's throwing the chessboard out of the window and just saying, I'm gonna burn the whole city down, and there's nothing you can really do about it, which is a different form of Lex. I guess, but what do you guys think?
Vic, go on.
Okay, you just kind of
Are you stuck
stop.
on the fact that I said that the Smallville Lex is soft?
Yes. Yes. Because it's my favorite Lex
But like you
Luthor,
said,
Brian.
he's soft in a way that like he can win you over. Like this is like he could be politician Lex, right?
Yes. Like
And
he's
what
the one that's going to be the mayor, or the
president
governor.
even.
Yes,
Yeah.
president.
President. Yeah.
And this Superman and Lois Lex, I like how like it's such a different Lex. I'm not 100% won over, but I feel that he's very smart. I feel that he's very intimidating. And I like that it's different. I'm not 100% like sold that I like him more than Michael Rosenbaum or something like that, but I think he's I'm open to the interpretation.
I think he's interesting in how he is like almost the perfect counterpart for Lois and not
Yeah.
Superman.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Because they're playing chess together and she's finally out of her element of, because she always felt like the smartest person in the room, but like not in like a, I'm smart, I'm rubbing your face in it, but like I'm just a smart person and I can put all these pieces together. I'm a great reporter. And he's almost like two steps ahead of her, but she's always right there dancing with him. And being like, I can take you down. I just have to find the way to do it. And I think like that's a really cool dynamic because it takes Superman out of the equation and really gives Lois the like, you have an arch nemesis, you have a bad guy, and it has nothing to do with your husband being a superhero.
That's really well said.
Okay, now I can say something about his legs.
Go on.
Okay, first thing I want to say, I'm not a fan of giving the beard to Lex Luthor in live action. I hated it when John Cryer wore it. I hated it when Titus Welliver wore it, but I don't hate it when Michael Kudlitz wears it. I mean, he's such a badass. It's such a different variation of Luthor that we haven't seen yet. I mean, we had Kevin Spacey who was pretty, like he was a diabolical evil just like mentioned, he didn't care about anything. We had Rosenbaum, who was soft. We had Jesse Eisenberg, who was crazy, and
Gene Hackman
Gene
from the old
Hackman.
movies.
Yeah, I mean, Gene Hackman was a perfectly balanced Luthor now that I think of it. That the other versions are just like different, different sides of a Luthor, but he's the most balanced of them. And
And correct
Michael
me if I'm wrong,
is.
Kevin Spacey's was actually a continuation of Gene Hackman's,
Yeah,
correct?
who
They're pretty
was. Yeah.
similar.
Yeah, Superman Returns is the same Superman, but with different actors, basically. Yeah. But Michael, then I've got chills every single time I watch them. He's like, all you have to do is look into his eyes and you just feel this, feel this rage, feel this evil inside of him. And then I can't wait to see what they will do with him, because we don't know how this Luthor will. I don't know. Maybe he'll become president somehow, or maybe he'll kill the entire Kent family. Who knows? But what I think I know from the trailer is that he will do everything to get his daughter back. And it's his main motivation. The daughter played by Elizabeth Henstridge, if I
Yep.
remember.
From
Yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., baby.
Yes, exactly. And I can't wait to see what will happen next. Maybe it will be the same scenario, where father looks for his daughter because every single person took her from him, and in the end he'll meet her and he'll just realize, it's on me. I did all this.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that they made his story a little more personal too, where like I feel like a lot of the Lex, especially like John Cryer's Lex, who was just like, I want to rule the world. This one is very much like the, you took my daughter from me, and so I'm going to destroy you, which just feels like a interesting take of like, oh, you're not just trying for power, you lost something. And I feel like that humanizes him just a little bit, which I know it's weird to say, like, how can you humanize Lex? Like, this is the villain of the story. He killed Superman, but he was. It's like that hurt. Like, I'm hurt that like my daughter's gone and you took her from me and I'm gonna make you pay for that. And I did you guys like that? Did like Vin, did you like the humanization of him just a little bit with the daughter? Because this is also the first time he's had a daughter, correct? In like a television show.
That's right. As far as, yeah, I think so. I don't know. Like, if you talk about humanization, nothing gets more human than Michael Rosenbaum's Lex, right? So
True.
I think this is, to me, it I guess it humanizes him a little bit, but it's more just like a little plot tool. Like, he needs to be angry about something. He blames Lois for something and whatever. I'd be more interested in what Vic said, when eventually he finds the daughter and the daughter's like, I don't like you. I don't want anything to do with you. I left for a reason. I want to see that dynamic play out.
What about you,
Yeah,
Vic?
I'm yeah, it's something that I recently noticed about the villains that I love, because I started watching anime, and there I
Nice.
notice a lot of schemes where they show you a character that you hate the most, that you just hate, you want them dead, and in a few seasons that you just show their more humanized side, and when they die or whatever, you're just sad for a reason, and that's something that I want to feel for Lex, because throughout the course of the last 20 years, all the Lex Luthors we've got, they were psychopaths, or just like Vin mentioned, the only Michael Rosenbaum was the most humane one, but mainly because he got the 6 seasons and the half of the last season of the show to show us his humane side. And we need more evil characters like this, like the most humane Lex Luthor we can, the most, I don't know, the most humane Superman. People need to see that even the most evil person was humane at one point, was, I don't know, not completely good, but maybe, they didn't want to rule the world, and that there was something that, that changed it. Qu
Have you
quoting
guys?
Joker, all it takes is one bad day. And maybe it was something that happened to Lex.
Have you guys
I think
seen My Adventures with Superman?
I have not yet.
Yes, sir.
Vic, what did you think of Lex in season two? And how that compares to this Lex, because they're so different.
Okay. When I look at Lex in My Adventures with Superman, I don't see Lex. Not
Right.
right now. He's like an evil genius for me, like a simple, crazy evil genius. And that's it. It's maybe in season three or four it was changed, but it's I just still can't think of him as Lex. I mean, him, I don't know how to say it, but he misses the traits of Lex for me, for now at least. At least.
I think I agree. It just doesn't feel like Lex yet. Brian, do you know anything about this?
No. I
Okay.
know it's an animated show for adults.
I just want to say briefly then. So in My Adventures with Superman, they have a Lex character. They call him Alexander, then they call him Lex, but he's like a rich, scrawny kid with glasses. And a smart rich kid with glasses, like almost like Jesse
Gotcha.
Eisenberg, more like that style of Lex. So completely different from Superman and Lois's Lex.
Okay.
So it's interesting that we're getting these two side by side, especially because I feel the shows share so much DNA and like their heart for Superman, but their Lexes are this whole extreme opposites.
I mean, I think I need to watch it because obviously, as a Superman person, like that is definitely it. And I think that's an interesting component. And but something that dawned on me when the two of you were talking about Michael Rosenbaum's is that when we meet him and we like Vic said, we had all these seasons with him, but he's also not established in this way. And so I think that's part of the reason. Like he's a young and like so you can see the more human side. He hasn't gone full villain yet. But I like that this one is the villain and also has that side to him of being like, this is a personal reason. I think that's what's a little bit different about this one is that like he's established as already being like the CEO of his company and like kind of evil mastermind. And he still has this story of like, I want my daughter back. And so I think that's part of this dynamic that's playing. But I will check out My Adventures with Superman because I know it's kind of high on everybody's list. Everyone seems to love it.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, also, I want to mention that Superman and Lex are at their prime right now. So, I have a question for you. Can we expect something more in a way like when Lex finds out
Romantic?
that what?
You said, can we expect something more? They're in their primes. So I said, can we expect something romantic between them?
No. I wanted to say that maybe if Superman comes back in a way or someone else will step in. Do you expect that we'll see another huge battle? Not between Doomsday and that someone else, but between Lex and another person who steps up, or if Superman will be, brought back to life.
I think that there almost has to be. Like, I think like what are we gonna end it completely on a note without action? Like this is a season. I think people would be very disappointed of like, oh, we didn't have one big fight. And we have Doomsday out there. We have Lex Luthor. You mentioned in the trailer he wears the iron suit, which is gonna be awesome. There's if all of those pieces are coming together, there has to be the biggest battle. And it has to almost be between the teenagers who are gonna take over. Which would have been the probably the characters for Justice U, just saying. But like, but that almost has to be what happens. There has to be that fight.
And there's another villain coming. Brian, I asked you to add to the rundown the rest of the season, Milton Fine. Do
Yeah,
you guys know Milton Fine?
Smallville, so I know.
That's right. That's right. So they mentioned Milton Fine, I think, in episode two, right? And they even called him some kind of brainiac.
Yep.
So
Yeah.
coming later this season, somehow, I think we're gonna get Brainiac. I guess towards the end of the
It's
season,
like
probably.
not Brainiac, but Brainiac 5. It's like
I don't
the
know. I
same.
don't know. We'll
This
see.
because James Marsters played the version of Brainiac on Smallville, and it was the same, the
It
same
turned
alter
out to be.
ego. Yeah, it was Milton Fine. So I think it will be the similar case. But thankfully, they confirmed it will not be Tom Cavanagh. So they can keep his role as a secret for now.
Oh yeah, because he is coming back.
Yeah, he is.
He is? Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about
I think
that.
he's directing the finale and he's coming back in a role.
But remind me, because isn't he the reverse Flash actor?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Reverse Flash, he's Harrison Wells, he's Harry Wells, he's H.R. Wells, and all that.
But what is his connection to Brainiac?
None.
None. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I said thankfully
Okay.
they confirmed that he'll not return in the role of Brainiac,
Okay, I see.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And
but
I checked a little bit. I think in the comics, Milton Fine starts as the human, like a regular human, and Brainiac like infects him.
that's the
Right?
same that happened
It was
in the animated
Smallville.
Justice League show.
Okay.
In
Okay.
the Justice League, when Lex Luthor connected with Brainiac. When Brainiac
Okay.
implanted himself in Lex Luthor and Lex became all powerful. I think it was the episode. Yeah, it was the episode when the whole Justice League fights him and the Flash runs faster than the speed of light and initially destroys him but ends up in the Speed Force and they have to rescue him for the next 2 minutes of the episode.
So
Yeah.
I guess we'll see probably something like that later this season.
I hope so.
A
So
lot of
it sounds
villains.
like it's going to be a lot of big battles coming up.
Yeah, I hope so. Definitely. I need it. I need this show to end with a banger.
It has to. I mean, they're
Yeah, it
not,
has to.
I feel like they would not disappoint, especially because if they're having more human stories now, they're saving their budget for something later. Like,
That's a great point.
yeah.
they're not wasting their money.
They
I
also had a
think
lot of budget cuts, so maybe the whole season is just human stories, no
that, which is
battles.
fine.
That's fine, not a problem with. And I think
Yeah,
it's
Vic's like, if
exactly.
they're going to the grocery store and getting coffee the entire time, I'll be happy.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's initially, if you, Brian, if you remember, it's almost exactly the same as they did with the final season of The Flash, when they just cut the budget to put everything in the last five episodes.
100%. Absolutely. They could make it that show Powerless from years ago, which was set in the DC world, and
Yeah, I
I'd be
remember.
fine.
What a
Yeah,
deep
was
cut.
great.
Wow.
Hey,
Yeah,
listen,
it's
I was
nice.
deeply cut when they cut that show, so
Me too. Me too.
hurts me. Hurts me.
Yeah.
So let's switch to this up special effects because we've talked about it a little bit, but I have to say that I noticed a significant difference in how Doomsday was. He was a lot more fuzzy in this opening episode. And I was like, ooh, you could tell that they didn't have him fine-tuned anymore because there probably was not the budget to have him. Like, everything is so crisp in the first three seasons. And then when they were fighting in space, Doomsday looked a little odd. So, what do we think about? Like, that was the one thing I noticed about the special effects in these first two episodes. But, no, Vic, what are you thinking about these special effects? I know you said that you are good with superhero shows not having great budgets, which is totally fine. And, like, I respect that. But did you notice a difference at all?
Not a big difference as I expected to. Just as you mentioned, the Doomsday was a little fuzzy, but the biggest CGI effect that I hate to see is the steel suit. That it looks every single time it looks animated and it looks so bad that I don't want to see it again. But yeah, other things I don't think so because just as you mentioned, they tried to hide them as much as they could. That's why they filmed a lot of superhero scenes at night. It's the It's the very often used idea on how to hide the bad CGI, and it worked. I'm not, I'm not sad about it. I'm not angry about it. And if I see a very bad CGI that hurts my eyes, I will immediately tell you.
I want to ask you
Fair.
guys, because I think both of you went pretty deep with the CW. How does Superman and Lois's CGI compare to those shows? Is it about the same, or is Superman and Lois better, or
Superbad. It's leagues above the rest of them.
Okay,
That's what
I'm
I
gonna
thought.
say it. When it comes to the early CW era, the early Arrowverse era, it's pretty much the same. The
Okay.
latest CW era, Arrowverse era, much better, much better.
Okay.
I think part of it is that, like, when we started getting with The Flash, which is very CGI heavy, and you started to go through all the seasons, it got so cheesy. You were just like, this doesn't even, especially when we got to the five part. Well, Vic, what was it when it was like, it was five episodes and then they like took a break? But it was like that arc. Was that like season six or season seven? Do
I
you know what I'm talking
think
about?
you talk about the crisis
No, after
after the
Crisis and everything
crisis.
kind of ended, it was
Oh
like there
yeah,
was
it
like,
was season seven.
yeah.
Because the COVID. Yeah,
Yeah,
because of the
and it
COVID.
was they did five episodes and then they took like a huge like 3 month, 4 month break.
Yeah, it ended like it was season six, the last two episodes of season six, just kept them, and the first three season episodes of season seven were meant to be the season six finale, and
Oh
just
wow.
It was really bad at that point. By that point, we
Yeah.
couldn't, you couldn't even, you had to, like, it was every time the Flash ran, he just became like a blob, and you're just like, oh God.
No,
Yeah.
really.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and you know
So.
what they did? They said Flash is losing his powers. He can't
Yep.
run. Yeah, he lost his
Just for
speed.
the budget.
Yeah, just for
Just
the
for.
budget.
Oh
Yeah.
my God. Wow.
Yeah. And
But
it's funny because in the last episode of season 6 you have Slim Grant Gustin, and the first episode of season 7 you have a bulky Grant
oh, really?
Gustin who went to
Okay.
the gym. Yeah.
Seriously?
It's funny.
I guess because
Yeah.
of COVID, I guess he
Yeah,
had some time to.
it was a
Yep.
funny time.
But Superman and Lois has always been very clean. I remember watching that first season and being like, when
It's
he would
beautiful.
fly and when he would do things, or like his X-ray vision, which was still great, like his heat vision in this one was still beautiful. And I was like,
Yeah.
that shows you that you can do it on a budget. But I guess Vin, what did you think? I mean, having only seen Superman and Lois, kind of, did you feel like there was a downgrade at all these first two
Well,
episodes?
I want to mention, I did follow the Arrowverse at the beginning. I think I
Okay.
got up to, like, I fell off around Arrow season 4 or something like that.
Okay.
Okay.
So I did see those early stuff that Vic is talking about, and I agree. Like, Flash looked pretty good back then, right? I think Superman and Lois for me looks much better than even what I remember from Flash. I think especially those early seasons, the season 1 or so, Superman and Lois, I thought I was really impressed. Like, it looks almost like movie quality sometimes.
Yes.
The season 4, like, I think it's a little bit worse, but I think I didn't it didn't really bother me. I thought the fight in space was a little bit too long, actually, especially because they're not
Okay.
even talking. And we already see the fight last season, so I thought they would cut to it a little bit quicker, but I understand they're trying to drag it out to show that this is his emotional death, I guess, but it didn't
Also, the
hurt me.
emotional moment I forget about is when they're deep into space and Clark just uses his supervision to go to see the Earth and see
That was
his
cool.
family one last time. Like, oh.
Brutal. It's
Yeah. Brutal,
absolutely
yeah.
brutal.
Quoting Uncle Roger, emotional damage. Yeah.
Just before we run out of time, then let's turn towards the rest of the season. We've already talked about a little bit of this, but like, what are you hoping? How do you hope this ends? Where do you want it to go? Where do you want these characters to go? Do we want Superman to come back? I gotta know. I gotta know, people. So, Vin, let's start with you.
I don't know what I want to happen with Lois. I really
Okay.
don't know. But I really want at least Jonathan, I want him to grow up to become like the new Superman, I guess. Jordan, I don't know what I want to happen with him either. This whole show, Jordan's been like the mystery because he's not in the comics. In the comics, you just have one Superboy, Jonathan. And this other kid, they just invented him for the show, and I think it's the best. I think it's brilliant, and I think they need to add him to the comics because his dynamic is so important. I have no idea the future of that character, the future of Lois. I assume they'll live, but I don't know what I expect from them. Lex, I guess he'll go back to prison. I don't see him dying. But
Sure.
I think Superman stays dead. That's my big hypothesis. I think Superman stays dead and he becomes the Jor-El figure in the fortress. Vic, what do you think?
Love that.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense, but I'm gonna say when you mentioned that Jordan was in the comic books, just think what was my surprise when in the last episode of the Crisis on Infinite Earths I heard Lois talking to Clark, "Come back home. The twins are doing a mess." Twins? And I'm like, okay, that'll be nice. And yeah. But what do I want to see? I really don't want to see the situation where Clark comes back to life and Lois dies, because it would just be the fault in
No.
our star scenario, and I don't want it.
That
Yeah,
would
that
hurt
would
me
be
so much. Yeah.
messy, but I expect that someone will die. At least someone important will die. I don't know if it will be Jonathan or Jordan. Like, imagine just one of the kids dies.
That would
Like,
I don't think the show is that dark. Brian, what
I
do you think?
mean, it's one
Like,
last final
just about
season.
that.
I don't think that they will do it because Again, even though it's ending, they don't want to alienate people so much to the fact that I think specifically DC doesn't want to alienate people so much that they're just like, how could you do that? Because we've grown to like both of those boys very much and they're very different. And I think the show's always been about hope. Even when there's darkness, there's light. And I think that's just who Superman is as a story. And I think that if at the end you kill off Lois, Jordan, or Jonathan, I think people would be like, that is too much. Because I think the hope is that they get to carry on Superman in their hearts and in their motives, and every day they get to act and be the hero that he was. And that is the brilliance of this show. I think what's going to happen is that Lois is never going to move on. She's never going to find anyone else because she found her person. And they make that very important of that she, like in the first episode, maybe the second episode, when the flashbacks of like, this is her person, there's no one else for her. But she's going to carry on his light and his torch. So I don't think the boys are dying, and I would be shocked
I mean,
if they did.
I don't think too, but I wouldn't be expected if they made a bold move like this, because it's something that you wouldn't expect, but it could work in a way. But there's something I want to tease, if you agree, Brian. That's not a spoiler, but in the episode 3 there are flashbacks, and they're very emotional and very good, and I want to see more of them. I hope it's not a spoiler, Brian.
No, funny question for you guys. If they do flashbacks to the early seasons, will we see the recast Jordan in the same role as the
I
old
hope
actor?
that. I hope that.
Or will they use the original actor? I'm curious. Will they deep fake? Brian, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I think that they would end up refilming some. I think that they'll try to avoid as much as possible, or they'll just like they'll refilm because some of the scenes that they kind of touched on from other seasons already, you could like in those flashbacks, but just between Lois and Clark, you could tell that they were refilmed to
Yeah,
look
there was
different and
one
match
in
the t
episode 3, actually. Yeah.
And they're
Yeah,
just like,
but
oh, you refilmed that. Like you wanted to make sure that there was a clear
one
mark that,
connection.
yeah.
Yeah, but
I guess
the
that
last
makes
thing that
sense.
I want to see that is not so impossible is the introduction of this Superman to the multiverse, in a way. We all kept this show as separate as we could. Actually, the producers did. And I want to see, like, even for a moment, just like they did in Stargirl, final season, final episode, where they brought back Jay Garrick, who says, "Let's go save the multiverse." And in a way, I want to see Superman, just even mentioning that there is something like multiverse. And I know I don't have high expectations, because since episode one of this show, which is still amazing, it's one of the best superhero pilots of TV shows, goddamn. I had the feeling that this Superman show is trying to be its own thing as much as they can, and they want to save stuff like multiverse or connections to the other shows for as late as possible. And as we talked about earlier, John Diggle is the only connection between Superman, between this show and the other shows and the multiverse. And that's it. And also John Henry Irons, but it's like, I don't know if we're treating John Henry Irons appearing on this Earth as a multiverse kind of event or just another Earth. And I also forgot. Okay, I remember that whole season 2 was about the multiverse. Okay, cut that. Let's
No,
just erase
it's fine.
that.
And I'm a little worried though. If they bring, I guess, bring back the multiverse in the season, does that undercut Jonathan's story and the story of this is a world without Superman? If they can just pull any hero from any universe.
No, but what I think about it is that you don't have to bring other heroes from the multiverse to make this Earth safe. And that's why, they're setting up the world without a Superman and getting all the other heroes from this Earth. But I think that people like, I don't know, The Flash is the most possible one, because he can easily travel to multiverse, the Spectre and all that. But I think maybe the Supergirl, just like we talked about before, the Melissa Benoist returning, this Supergirl could train the guys for the one episode, and that would be amazing. For example, you don't have to introduce the new Kara or whatever, but I'm just, it's the end of Arrowverse, and it's the first TV show that introduced, it's the, I don't know, it's the whole universe of TV shows that introduced multiverse in live action. And no, I want to see even a slim glimpse of it once again for the one last time.
Yeah.
I will say, I read this morning as I was waking up that one of the producers was talking, and this was supposed to, the show was supposed to be connected more. And then as they were writing the stories, Supergirl got announced that it was ending. And so they
Yeah.
decided to r write it out. So season two was supposed to lead into a bigger multiverse story. And then they were like,
Oh,
oh,
wow.
we have to rewrite this because we don't want it. If it's all ending, we don't want it to be connected.
Because of the COVID. Yeah.
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 I had no idea.
Because of
Wow.
the COVID, we lost so many amazing crossovers. We lost Supergirl and Superman, Superman and Batwoman.
Yep.
We
Oh,
lost
wow.
Flash and what was it? Also Flash and Batwoman. Oh
So really,
no.
COVID
Flash and
almost
Black
killed the
Lightning flew.
CW, I guess,
Yeah.
right?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
Wow.
unfortunately.
I think it would be great to, I don't think it'll happen, but I think it would be great to see that Supergirl react to this Lex.
Yes.
Because she had a different Lex, right? She had John
Yeah.
Cryer. And they both
Yeah.
have a beard, but other than that, they're totally
Yeah,
different, right?
this one is much better than Cryer's one.
Oh, really?
And not only that, if this that Supergirl comes into this world during Crisis, that Lex erases Superman from reality and takes his place as one of the bearers.
Okay.
And
He erases Donner's Superman.
Oh,
Was
really?
it? Because Brandon Routh was, he was the Paragon,
That's right.
and there were seven of them, and Lex erased him and replaced him.
Okay, so but you just argue she's seen two
Yeah.
Superman go by two Lexes. This is not going to go over very well, especially one I guess now that looks like her cousin. Like that
Yeah.
would be a very interesting dynamic to see how she would handle that. I'm all for it.
Really quick, while we're on the Lexus, I forgot to mention earlier about costumes. This Lex, I would really like to see him in a business suit at some point.
Yes.
Because I that's what I'm really missing. Like, you have the bald head, that's fine. Give me the suit. At some point, I just want to see him as a suit. Because right now he just looks like a biker guy. And I we really
Which
don't
is
even have,
amazing.
yeah, but we don't even have a reference really of how successful is his company, how powerful is his company, what is his status in the world. If this guy can walk into a diner and sit down with two teenage boys and nobody kicks him out, even though he's a villain, a prisoner, a criminal, how important is this guy if no one really reacts to him just being in Smallville? Like, is
I
he
mean,
really like a trillionaire kind of figure? Or I don't know. So I want to see a little bit more about what is the role of Lex Luthor and Luthor Corp in this universe. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I think if you even look at it too, what does Lana say when she finds Lex Luthor's in Smallville? Like, she was just like so, it was like such a shocking thing. And I was just like, but this man is supposed to kind of rule the world and he's been in prison. And like, you didn't, like, granted, I know it was a shell company and stuff like that, but like, you didn't realize that there was this man walking around, but he does look like a biker dude, 100%. He looks like he would roll up on a Harley and be intimidating just because of he walks into the wrong diner, you know? So it's
But
interesting.
I can't take that wig seriously. That wig, I stopped and I laughed.
I mean, it's a great Easter egg to the Smallville and to Gene Hackman, where they had exactly the same wig.
Just keep reusing it year after year, decade after decade.
Yeah, it's not getting boring.
Well, we are running out of time, so we would love to continue the conversation. So you can check us out at thecosmiccircus.com, or you can find us on Twitter and other social medias at My Cosmic Circus and our Cosmic Circus podcast Twitter at Cosmic Podcasts. Thank you again for tuning in to the Cosmic Circle. My name is Brian Kitson, and you can find me on Twitter at Kitson301. Thank you so much for joining me, Vic and Vin. Before you go, where can the people find you?
My name is Vin. You can find me on Twitter at VinWritesWords. Also on YouTube, me and John have been working really, really hard to give you guys regular video reviews. Next, just in a few days, we're going to record Penguin, the mid-season, and then we have a couple more coming later this month that we're really excited about.
I mean, it seems like you have some coming at like 3 or 4 times a week.
Trying to, yeah, sometimes.
They're doing a good job, so you should definitely check those out.
Yeah, and I was Vic. I'm still Vic. And you can find me on Twitter at Eric Sarkey. And I'm gonna add something that we, me and Vin, we're gonna do some comic reviews for YouTube also. So stay
Hopefully,
tuned.
hopefully. Lots of plans coming. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And as always, you can like check out our website. We have tons of stuff coming, and check out Cosmic Circus Broadway, which is our new website. We have tons of stuff coming for you, and we can't wait for our next trip through the cosmos.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.